Simchas Ayin. Malka Manachas. Hanachasim, Boyfa Hanachasim. Where you put them and how you put them on. Okay. Sifalv. Malka Manachasim Shayad is Bezroya small. It's on the left arm. The Botra Tapuach on the biceps. Sheba Etzem. Sheba in Hakuvdu. Vesashachi. And the rise of the muscle, which is between the elbow and the armpit. We have to feel a ma'at the tzara guf, and you tilt the shayad ma'at the tzara guf a little bit towards the body, binyan in such a way shekishayokav zroya lamato. When you have your arm hanging down, you kenega liboy. So the tefillin, because it's tilted a little bit, when you put your arm down, it'll be on the body. Nipsa Mekayim, over here the Ramela Alabovecha. So it's on your heart. So the Ramela says, so if you divide your biceps into two parts, it has to be in the lower part of the biceps, not the upper part of the biceps. Which for many people, their tefillin, that's almost, that their tefillin is are a little bit too large to do that. You're not the kindness for more. Okay, another new point. Gidim she'en lo yad v'ak z'roya yuniach b'le bracha. A person, Rachmaninson, who's missing part of his arm. So he's missing the lower part of the from the elbow and down, but he has the upper part of the arm.
What's Gidim?
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 Yeah. Person who's missing his arm. So he will put it on. Below bracha. Okay. And the Bir Alocha brings from the Bach and Eli Rabba and the Gra hold that you would make a bracha. And even, since he has a kibaris, even though you can't, there's no way to wrap it around the fit in the hand. But that's sufficient to be able to tie it on to the upper part of the arm.
What's he missing? How far?
From his elbow down.
From his elbow down.
Yeah. Okay. So he says you don't make a bracha because you bring the tosis.
Someone's missing, God forbid, his whole arm.
Mishabur will talk about it. So tosis, so he brings the Mitzayan, the Maramokim, brings the tosis as Chayim, and the Rosh Hashanah says Potter, so that's why you put on without a bracha. Okay. Sivkat and Aleph. Small, you put on your left arm. Kitmirsib Yodcho. So the Torah, one place the Torah writes the word Yodcho, instead of writing Yudal Chof Sofiz, it writes Yudal Chof Hei, Behei. And Chazal Darshan, that means Pirish Yad Keho. The Yad, which is Koho, which is weak. Dano Small, Shehi Tasha Bekeho. That's the weaker of the two arms. Voy Darshu, a second Darshan. The Mirsib Bukshartom. The pasuk talks about chin and talks about ksiba immediately afterwards. So maksiba b'yamin, shekain derech b'nei adam. You write with your right hand usually. Af kshira, you do the kshira with your right hand, and therefore mekim l'kshira b'yamin membelo hanocha b'smol. You're tying it onto your left arm with using your right hand to tie onto your left arm. A person puts it on his right hand, right arm. Even b'diavad, he's not going to be yotza. We'll see later on a person who's a lefty or a person who's ambidextrous. That will be discussed later on. Okay. So you put a bosar tapuach.
So this is achronim. Why did it wait to the achronim to say something about this? We should be talking about something like that, I imagine.
The halacha of nicha b'bin ba'apad yebel lo yotza?
Yeah.
I don't know. Could be so obvious to them they didn't need to speak it out. Okay. Sivkat and beis. Basa tepuch v'hu mokam ha'nikr kibaris v'loshet chazal. That's what chazal referred to as the kibaris. V'hu likuba kirafina mizeh b'gemor b'mikra. So the kibaris, which is the rise of the muscle, is that's ma'akev, and therefore the Bir Alocha points out, we learn it out from the Shalrosh, that it has to be a makam gavoyas, also has to be makam gavoyas, so it's referring to the kibaris. And just like by the Shalrosh, The Mishnah Berurah is going to point out later on from the Shema Gadam and others that even if any part of the tefillin is below the Makom Gavoya, which means if the tefillin is too far forward, even just the front part of the tefillin is too far forward, the titura, so it's a problem. So similarly, by the shayad, that's the front, the lower flat part of the front of the tefillin. So similarly, by shayad, also the whole thing has to be on the kibaris. It can't have any which is below the kibaris. So it means where the muscle ends and the tendon, which connects the muscle to the bone, starts. That would be already possible, a place which is possible to put on tefillin. The general assumption, I think, that they suggest is that if a person puts two fingers above his elbow, he's covering the elbow with a tendon, and the tefillin's above that. It's on the, and it's going to be vaday on your biceps. But you would have to leave that amount of space. Okay. Hakubadu hanikra Ellenbogen, that's referred to as the Ellenbogen, which is the elbow. So now, the Ross says you have to put a barosha etzem hasamach lekubdu. So he says you can mistakenly read what he's saying that you put it by the barosha etzem. Barosha etzem means all the way down here by the elbow. His point is the lower part closer to the elbow as opposed to the upper part closer to the armpit. So when he uses the language of barosha etzem, in Ritzeno learn barosha etzem mami. He doesn't mean mamish by the bone. Also, the biceps hasn't risen yet. The more makes a drasha that if it has to be a high place, that's not welcome tefillin yet. So what does the Ramah mean? It means in the part of the bosser which is raised, but in the lower half of the upper arm. You cannot do it on the upper half of the remolds. You cannot place your tefillin on the upper half of the biceps. Even though there is the biceps still, you can't put the tefillin there in the upper half. We'll see later on that he clearly the Shulchan Aruch agrees with this point. It has to be in the lower half. The Shulchan Aruch did not qualify his statements when he wrote it, but he meant the lower part. However, so the whole biceps, even the upper half, is kosher. The preacher also seems to learn like that. Therefore, that's clear that below the kibaris, where the tendon is, that's everybody else's possible. Okay, Mishabura holds it's proper not to use very large tefillin. The bottom of the ketzitza, the lower part of the tefillin is going below where the biceps is. The only way you're going to deal with that is by putting your shel yad starting on the upper half of the biceps, which if both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah hold that you have to put in the lower half, so you're wearing tefillin, which is forcing you to, you can't put it too low, so you have to put it higher up, so you have to put it on the upper half, submitting samach on the gra, and not being mekayim the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, that's improper.
What? The person's tefillin are too big?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, you would see more of a range of sizes than you do today. Today, it's pretty much...
A little bit smaller.
They're all around the same size. They're not the tiny ones that I used to see, and they're not the very big ones that I used to see. Now they're almost all the same size. They're not too big, not too small, from what I see.
So because nowadays they were making out of dacos, behemoth dacos, which is thinner skin, mm-hmm. which was more common, was cheaper. The gossips have certain milas in halacha, but so you can make them easier to make smaller. Because the gas is, you can make it much smaller.
Because the thing is thinner.
It's thinner.
So you roll it better.
The bias itself was made out of gas.
Oh, the bias.
The ore of the bias was made out of from a skin of a behemoth dhaka as opposed to a behemoth gas.
So it was able to be smaller.
They make it smaller. Mm-hmm. And the ones which were made out of gases, they had difficulty making them smaller. So you wanted to be machmir on gases, you had to build a very large trillion. Nowadays, with the machinery they have nowadays, you can make your gases and still make them smaller.
Interesting.
But even so, the average person, I think it's... the average width, I think, is 24. 20, it's a square of 24 by 24. That's... Usually, you know, large people, it's not a problem. But if somebody my size, that's probably you're going to end up part of it on the upper half of the biceps. Mm-hmm. You can get ones which are smaller, to a 22 or even 20, which are. But the problem with that is that the they can make the bottom like that, but the parsius and the writing is end up being smaller. Mm-hmm. So you have to get commission a special cipher for that.
That you can write very small.
Right, you can write nicely very small. So you end up paying more for those tefillin.
I saw the scene some where the batim are taller than wider, so that you can have a regular klaf
right.
in there.
So there is a suggestion that the halach is that they have to be perfectly square. They don't have to be perfect cube. So everything has to be square, but it can be higher than it is, than it's wide and long. It doesn't, you know, doesn't look so nice, but I guess that's what we're used to.
It's a chatzchila?
Yeah, it's a chatzchila. But you know, if you want to get the ones which have the heater of looking, you know, looking everything looking the same, you're going to pay for it. If that's what you have, so what are your choices? It's better to put it higher than lower. If you put it lower, you end up putting it on the over the tendon. For sure, you're not yet to the cordemi, but you put it higher, you have a broad prisha to be soymechan at least. You'll have the grow another person like the grow. If the other option, you put it lower, the part of it's be after it's too low, it's be after the kibbutz ended. So if you have two choices, I'd rather put it higher than lower. But would be preferred not to be in that whole situation to start with.
How high does the basar tapuach go?
How high in the arm? Well, you could feel where your biceps is ending. You know.
So where it starts descending?
Where it's no, descending is the descending is not a problem. Where it basically ends and goes into some type of a. Like the connecting tissue into the bone. So you're not getting any height over there anymore. So interesting question. Now, comes an interesting question. Let's say a person had a maka on his arm in such a way that he's an honest for putting on tefillin. So he had a maka on the bottom half of his kibbutz. So according to the Mechaber and the Mechaber, he's supposed to be wearing tefillin. According to the Rav, he'd be a chayv and wearing tefillin because he put on the upper half. You know, so there's a scenario of chumra. The Groz can be a scenario of chumra also. In the average case, the Groz is a scenario of kuli. He's allowing you to put it on even the higher part until they hold you in a yertzei. But there would be an afkumin is where the Groz would be a chumra. Okay. Now he says if a person doesn't have.
So you can be semech on the go and make a bracha.
He also is semech on the go to make a bracha, but he's not very happy about it. Mishabur, you see, in his language.
And you have no prayer.
So you have no prayer, right?
Why does he say to make a bracha? Wouldn't you say suffix? Not.
I don't know. That doesn't seem to be.
Right.
So he's being semech on the go in the Bidi Evans case, really, even for a bracha. Person doesn't give him shem lo yad. So he puts it at below bracha. So shein lo yad, mitzloimer. Shintel pieces yad smoloi. The im kolakona ad akuv the palm of the hand, together with the kona, which is the lower arm, ad akuv till the elbow. Shinikar elam bogan. Okay, so that's where the Rosh says you put it. Avul nishar ksas me akona. If part of the forearm is still there.
Who say you popped or the gross say you popped?
Or Zerua.
Or Zerua says you put Terumah. Yeah.
If the whole forearm is missing. But if Nishar Ksay Meakana, part of the forearm is still there. Gamar Zerua Moedah, the Toys is the Chai Betrillin. We've worked Gam Kain, Kimasas Be'er Zerua, Shez Achinom Mikarbal, or we just brought Hashem Rezaicha to see the actual, found the manuscript from the Zerua and was published. So now that we've seen it, we see that in that case he agrees. If it's part of the, he holds up the whole. Recently, Shazachinu Mikarav La'ara. Recently, we Rezaicha Mikarav recently La'ara to the light of this sefer. It came to light. Arzurua.
What's the Arzurua?
Arzurua is Rabbi Yitzchak from Vienna. He was one of the Balei Hatosis, one of the later Balei Hatosis. He was a Talmud of the Rush. He wrote a sefer, which is a basically, it's a halachic sefer called Erzurua. So you put on below bracha.
So it was a long time ago. Erzurua.
He was a rishon. Below bracha, ein v'halacha. So he brings it to that the bracha. A rabbi grew a hold. You can make a bracha. I mean, the ikar psak is like Tosis. Fine. V'im ein lo yad small clout. The whole. As long as he has the upper arm, even without the lower arm. Mainly yad small klal. So he doesn't have the left arm at all. Chas v'shalom. I feel like same as roya min shalemala min makam mikiburis nishur makam mikiburis ain lo klal. He doesn't have any biceps area anymore. Patam leniach ashayad af yamin. There's no mitzvah putting it on and. And either on the right hand.
Why?
Because it's not yad, it's not as yad keo.
Well, right now, by definition, it is.
Right hand is.
There's only one yad.
It's a strong.
Oh, that's a strong one.
Right. Well, that's the only one he has. It's a stronger one.
So it's also the weak one too.
I understand. Yeah, but we don't look at it like that. So
it's better for him never to put on tefillin shel yad.
He doesn't have. He doesn't have a mitzvah. He doesn't have an arm.
Do we say it's still a yad?
Which case?
Where he's missing the arm.
He's missing the whole arm, so he doesn't have where to put tefillin.
Does he have a yad?
He has a yad yamin. He doesn't have a yad small. Right.
So he doesn't have a yad keah?
No, he doesn't. That's the point. He doesn't have a yad keah, so he doesn't have to put on a tefillin.
What happens if he lost it later and he was a lefty?
Right.
He was a lefty, and then he was swimming like the Nebuch the boy in the shark infested waters, and they took off his.
No, he's already.
His right arm.
So.
The boy in the wash shark.
So
I'm sorry. He was a lefty, and they took off his left arm so he could put on his right.
So he still has a right arm.
He still has the right arm, and that's the one he would have put on anyway.
Okay.
Well, unless you say that the right arm is now his stronger hand.
Well, we'll see. Well, he's going to get to that. Vyeshokram says some disagree and say that in that situation he should put on the right hand, but definitely without a bracha. We're all talking about he lost his left arm. If he became a gidim on his right hand, even though the whole right arm is missing, he's still chai betfilin.
The bracha, him or the one who puts it on
for him. Okay, so then in that situation, you should ask other people to help him put on the tefillin. So the few kiddushim over here. So the one kiddush is right now. It turns out he lost his right hand. His left hand has to replace his right hand, so left hand becomes the stronger hand of the two, right? So when there's the kiddush over here is that we look at it in halacha that the fact that there's a weakened hand. That discussion is only relevant when you have a stronger hand or a weaker hand. This started out as a weaker hand. We don't say he loses that status by missing the other arm. That's the chiddush. That's one chiddush. So what does he do? Somebody else has to put it on for him. And that person, Pasha, should be somebody who's chayiv in the mitzvah of halachas Torah. And the question is, who makes the bracha? So Mishabur doesn't address who makes the bracha.
Why wouldn't the one who's wearing it make the bracha?
So the bracha is on the ma'aser of kshira lohaniach the tefillin. The act of we make the bracha on the act of putting on the tefillin. So the other person is acting as his shliach for him to put on the tefillin. So the person is acting as his shliach to put on. So who makes the bracha? So the parallel you have is, let's say, by Nikas Chometz. So I'm a man of somebody who's a shliach to do Nikas Chometz for me. So who makes the bracha? He makes the bracha. Part of the meaner shlichus is that he'll make the bracha.
The shliach makes the bracha.
The shliach makes the bracha. Mm-hmm. If I'm doing it also, so I can make, you know, I can
right.
do part and have a shliach for the other part, so I can make a bracha. Mm-hmm. And I'll say bracha, he'll be yotze with my bracha. On the other hand, Gabe is right in the sense that over here it's a little bit different because he's been mekayim tefillin by wearing it on his body. The key of the mitzvah is on himself. So I think the assumption is that he makes the bracha himself. We look at the other person's ashtiyah for the maisa, but he's doing the key of the mitzvah wearing it, so he makes the bracha himself.
Isn't the reason why we say the haniach and not likshor because the mitzvah is not on likshira? It's on having tefillin munach on the person.
That's questionable. That's how it could be the bracha is lohniach. The luksharta. So I had this recently. I had a bracha recently who's had a cast on his right arm. So he wasn't able to put on his
tilling. Oh, on his bicep. Over his bicep.
On his right hand.
He's a lefty.
Oh, I see.
So he didn't have a hand to put on the tilling. Mm-hmm. So somebody else is putting on the tilling for him. So he asked me who makes the bracha. So it's the same scenario, and for this purpose, I said he makes the bracha. The person puts on the tefillin.
Right. Who makes the bracha?
The one who's wearing the tefillin. Mm-hmm. Okay. Beis. Haminig anochem shehei ayud shal kesher tefillin shal yad l'tzad alev. Atzil alov mitzad chutz. You should have the kesher facing closer to the heart, closer to the body. And the tefillah will be further away, further outside. It should be on the inside. Okay. That's one point. And the second point is, Yeshizor Shlotosus Yud Shalakesha Mea Tefillah. This is based on a Zoyer, that the Yud should be touching the bias. It shouldn't be being pulled away from the bias. So cut and zayin. Haminig hanochin. I'm very grosh because of din of the Gemara who the Pirsha Garden. It's not just the minig hanochin. That's mamash pshat in the Gemara that the shayad has to be facing the yud of the shayad and the kesher are going to be on the yud of the kesher is going to be facing in.
Facing in
towards the body. Shea yud. Anbir Allah Shaksab no Shanochim Li Zoya Shall Yarkim Akarbi as a kefala kesher aniva shirtsu averis po shisei shatiya gam mokam hiduk a ritsua samak latzvilo the tzaralev. Sometimes you see the person has the loop which holds the kesher. It's a very long loop. So by the time you're tying it like away from the body. It's better it should be shorter, you'll be tying it closer to the body. So he's saying that it's proper, the Bir Loch says that he points out that it's proper that the kshira should be done samach l'lev. So if you want to have your loop, it's Ashkenazim, we have the loop on the same side as the kesher. So you want to have that loop short, and therefore when it comes through, it'll come through. Here's the tefillin, here's the yud, here's the loop. So the kesher is coming through when you're tying over here, closer to your body, as opposed to having the loop end out over here, you're tying it. You know, further away from the body. If that makes sense to you.
So what does that do if it's closer to the body? If the loop is closer?
So the act of kshira is done closer to the body. That's the point of the that the Bir Loch points out. That the kshira has to be done. It's supposed to be charta moisa yadecho. You're supposed to do the kshira next to the body.
But wouldn't there not be a tightening if it's not done close to the body?
wherever you do it.
Or you say, don't hold your hand here to do it.
What I'm saying, if my loop is very long, so my loop ends here, so I'll tighten it very tight over here, but the place of the tightening is on this side of the body. I can tighten it very tight over there. Just, but it'll be, but that being said, it's not close to the body. Okay, alov. So now it says it should be on it. So letzad chutz, loshon of alov is misleading. That the tefillin is sitting, the yud is like under the bias, physically under the bias. The body being should have yud eitzulat tefillah b'shalom v'lemitachter. It shouldn't be beneath it. It should be next to it. What it means to say is the fisha who mata hatfilin the tzaraguf, which causes the sifalim. Your tefillin is sort of leaning towards your body, so the tefillin is here and the yud is lower down. In that sense, it's on the side of it, which will be facing lower down. Chenikur yud shal tzaraguf lemata hatfilah love the tzad mala. Okay. So he said, now he said, we should be careful that the should not be, it shouldn't be tozus yud shal keshem yatfilah. It's very machmir of this issue of separating it. Don't say good things about it. It will happen to you if you separate them. It's not only when it's on the body, it's even when it's in its container, the yud should be touching the bias. Kumitam said, Yesh noigim likshur hayud imchut shalgid. So they take a sinew and they tie it around the yud, and therefore they hold it tight against the bias. Now, Mishabur says, I think that's improper to do. Now, I don't know why they had to do it like that. Theoretically, if here's the raised part of the tefillin, here's the yud, you take a gid and you tie it around here. Right? Well, apparently what they were doing was they were taking the yud and tying it underneath the tefillin, going around the bottom. So now when it's sitting on your arm, there's this sinew there, there's this piece of gid between the bottom of the tefillin and which is called the bottom flap of the tefillin is called the titura, and it's going underneath the titura, between the titura and the body.
Does it mean bimino not mafsir?
You could argue that. If it could be called min bimino, that could be the argument. Okay. The royal of Atul Gam came a minute, Shakar and Ratsuah, and Mokam, a kibaris, Tachas, a titura, the Abigam, and Chatzitza. You shouldn't put the Ratsuah underneath the tefillin either. Some people, they would have, like, they would sort of like tie it on, and they end up putting the Ratsuah underneath the bias. That's improper. So what should you do? So you cut back, and we cut out a little bit of space to put the hold the yud in place, so that it's more tightly wedged in, because you're able to sort of create a little more space to wedge the whole the piece which is holding the yud in place. That's what he suggested to. The next sif, I would. It looks like it's very quick to do because it's very little mishabur, but it's not. So let's hold it here.